Ukraine celebrates its independence from the Soviet Union with a parade of the re-strengthened military it hopes will defeat pro-Russia separatists threatening its sovereignty in the southeast. Fighting this year has left thousands dead and widened a rift between Russia, Ukraine, and Western nations who accuse the Kremlin of supporting the rebels. Kiev's show of strength comes just ahead of talks in Belarus between European leaders, the president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, and Russia's president, Vladimir Putin. Peace in Ukraine, as always, rests on the shoulders of Mr. Putin, says political analyst and Russian opposition politician Vladimir Ryzhkov.
We don't know, because no one publicly said in Kremlin what real aim of Russia is strategically. If task is to create new pro-Russian states or quasi-states in Donetsk and Lugansk, war could be prolonged for many, many months.
Separatist rebels in Donetsk had their own parade of Ukrainian soldiers taken prisoner. Germany's leader, Angela Merkel, is pushing for a lasting ceasefire and discussed the Minsk meeting with Mr. Poroshenko in Kiev. Germany may be key to negotiations between the two sides, says Viktor Mizin, political scientist at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations.
Now that, I mean, the relations between Moscow and Washington have so much deteriorated that Germany has become, I think, for sure, the major interlocutor of Moscow internationally. And I think it's a very important role. And I think that Madam Merkel understands it.
But in the Ukrainian capital, teachers Yuri and Yulia are less than optimistic that Mr. Putin will push the rebels to end the fighting.
We are negative about it because I think it's one more time that Putin will demand some concessions. Russia will reject Ukraine's views and ambitions for the future.
But others say Mr. Putin may be in the mood for a deal while he can still claim victory. If the talks fail to make progress, the situation could quickly deteriorate further, says the Moscow Carnegie Center's Alexei Malashenko.
And don't forget that this war on Ukrainian territory could jump to Russia. It doesn't mean that it could be the war between some Ukraine and Russia, but impact on destabilization in Donbas, in Lugansk, and around them could impact on Russian territories.
Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.